you're going to be a wonderful gypsy.
Lady, I don't know anything about telling fortunes.
Oh, you don't have to know anything. It's all in fun anyway. Besides, whoever heard of a bazaar without a fortune teller?
You're fine, but get someone else. I'm a place at cotton candy.
Oh, Donna, there isn't another girl in the group that looks anything like a gypsy.
Oh, you think I do?
Well, you have sort of a flair, an imagination. Oh, Donna, you'll be terrific.
Edie.
Oh, it's tomorrow night at Civic Hall, and don't worry about a thing. We're getting a wonderful crystal ball from Pickens Jewelry Store, and Mamie Eldridge has a gypsy outfit. And we'll get you some golden earrings.
Oh, Edie.
And maybe a violin.
Bye-bye,
Say, Gypsy, look in your crystal ball and tell me when you and I can have a private conversation.
Will you tell me how I get mixed up in things like this? Life in this town is just one long charity bazaar.
Hey, Mom, I hear you're gonna be a gypsy fortune teller. Boy, that'll be neat. Hey, we can get you a snake in a basket, and you can play one of those flutes. Boy.
You're in the wrong country, dear.
Well, hey, Mary, Mom's gonna be a fortune teller.
I've never told a fortune in my life.
There's nothing to it. Just tell them what they want to hear, that's all.
Just like that?
Sure, you'll be a sensation.
Thanks.
Now, honey, as I was saying...
I'll bet there are more charity bazaars per square foot in this town than any other place in the country. There isn't a week that passes that we don't have some bazaar or benefit or something. And all for good causes. We're just loaded with good causes.
Yeah.
Do you know that this is the missionary center of the world? No wonder Dr. Schweitzer went to Africa, and I know why he went. He went to get a little peace.
Well, darling...
I would like to spend just one evening doing something a little more stimulating than standing in a booth watching people knock down milk bottles or blowing balloons.
It's your own fault.
My fault?
Yeah. He's been after you about this for over a month. Now, if she didn't want to do it, you should have given her a flat no at the beginning.
Well, it's not that easy.
Oh, honey, nobody's forcing you into it. You know, your trouble is you put off making decisions. Now, why don't you make it a practice? When somebody asks you a question, give them an answer. A direct, out-and-out answer, right on the spot.
You mean a plain yes or no?
Right.
Nothing in between?
No.
Uh-huh.
You're going to do that from now on?
Well, maybe. Exciting. You haven't invited me to lunch since the day we shot the marriage license.
Oh, come on. You've had lunch with me lots of times.
I know. But when you called me this morning and invited me, is it because I was being difficult last night?
Well, I thought you were showing signs of being a little bored with life.
I'm sorry. I don't want
no,
you to think...
I don't blame you, honey. But that's not exactly what I had in mind. See, I had a letter yesterday from Wayne Schuster.
Who?
Wayne Schuster. Well, I told you about him. He's a friend of Eddie Meyer's. Well, Wayne's setting up this oil company. Big operation up in Chicago. And he's giving me a chance to buy in.
You mean to buy stock?
That's right. Sort of a gamble, but it looks awfully good. And you know the possibilities in oil. Well, it'll take about $500. What do you think?
Honey, it's very hard for me to say. I wouldn't want to say anything that would influence you one way or the other.
Well, honey, you do have a stake in this. You know, it's our money we're investing.
Well, if you think it's good...
It's not just what I think. What do you think?
Well, it's up to you, dear.
Yeah, it's not up to me. It's up to us. Now, give me an opinion. Should we take $500 out of our savings and buy stock in this oil company, or shouldn't we?
Whatever you think is best, dear.
Donna, you remember what we were discussing last night? About facing up to decisions, saying yes or no?
Honey, you're right. I've been thinking about it, and I have made a decision.
Oh, good. Now we're getting somewhere.
The answer is yes.
All right.
I'm going to be that gypsy.
$0.50, I'll give you a quarter back. Step right up, folks. Step right up. Right this way. See the gypsy. She will positively amaze you.
see the beautiful Madame La Stoney.
Mom, you about ready in here? Boy, is it dark in here. Anybody home?
Nobody home, but that's a gypsy. Hello, Mother, how are you doing?
Are you blind? She's doing great.
Yeah, how does it look?
Oh, hi, little boy. Oh, I'll take that. Come right in. Step right in.
Hey, Mom, I got a customer for you.
Good luck,
hey,
Mother.
Little boy. This is Madame La Stoney. She's all knows all.
Hi, Madame Stoney.
Well, that's close.
That's right funny. Up, you've got right Mrs. Stone to me.
Well, now, what would you like to know?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd like to know if something nice is going to happen to you. Isn't that right?
Hey, yeah.
Well, let's see what I can see in your future.
Got goldfish in there?
Well, now, let me see. I seem to see, somebody's birthday?
That's me. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Hey, Mrs. Stone, you're pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
What am I gonna get?
Oh, well, now, let's see here. There's something. Yes, there's something coming. It looks like, football?
Ah, fooey.
Well, now, here's something else. It looks like a bicycle.
How many wheels?
Three.
Ah, fooey.
Two.
Yippee! Yippee!
Hey, Mom, why'd you chase the kid out?
Jeff, why don't you pick on customers your own size? Aren't there any adults out there?
Hey, can I get a rating?
Oh, step right in.
Oh, Ethel. Darn, I get you.
How are things at the bakery?
Oh, you know how it is. Buns and bear claws. Does that thing work?
Well, all I've seen so far is my own nose. Well,
I got more faith in the cards. You read cards?
Well, I don't have any yet.
Well, I just happen to have my own pack.
Good.
I tried tea leaves once. They told me I was going to inherit a large sum of money. Next week, I lost my purse. I'm off tea leaves. Let's try cards. I should have stuck to tea leaves.
Well, now wait just a minute. I seem to be getting a message.
Oh, I don't see anything.
Well, that's because you're not in tune.
Well, that's the truth, Donna. All my life, I've been on the wrong foot. Always a bridesmaid, that's me. You know, it's not easy to get a husband these days.
Oh.
Do you see a man?
Yes, I do.
What does he look like? Does he have blue eyes and a sort of big nose?
Well,
nobody would call Bernie handsome, but he does have his good points, Donna. I mean, he saves money and he... Well, go on.
Well, let's see now.
Does he have a woman with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is.
Is it me? Oh, go on, Donna. Is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, what am I wearing? Is it white satin?
Yes, and it's just lovely.
Well, what's Bernie wearing? I mean, he's not just the best man or something.
No. The best man is handing him the ring. Oh, see, he dropped the ring.
Oh, well, that's just like Bernie. That's Bernie all over. Just mention marriage to him and he gets the shakes all over.
Oh, no.
Well, go on. Well, what are they doing now?
There's the church.
Go on, Donna. Do you really?
How soon? Well, of course, the date is up to the bride, but I would say real soon.
How do you like that? Oh, that
That's the best 25 cents I ever spent.
You know, I've been to lots of these places, but you hit it right on the nose. You really did.
Oh, that's nothing.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite you to my wedding.
Oh, well, I'd love to come.
And I am going to tell all my friends about you. I'm going to make sure that the word gets round. I'll see you at my wedding. If there is a wedding.
Donna?
Donna!
What did you tell Ethel? She's delirious.
Oh, Edie, I'm a fraud, just a great big fraud. Now, get yourself another fortune teller. This is ridiculous.
Donna, you can't. You're making everyone so happy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just step right in.
Business is booming.
Well, so you're the gypsy.
It's me.
Say, I've been to every booth in this whole bazaar, and there's not one with a Cupid doll like you. Hey, I got an idea. I'll read your palm, and you read mine, huh? Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Please.
Oh, come on. Play, Gypsy, play. How about the post office?
Sure.
How about a little dance, huh? I'll be Peter Rabbit, you be Mary Cottontail, and we'll do the bunny house. I got a better idea. Let's play Honey Bee. You be my honey, and I'll be your little bee.
Jeff, I...
Oh, you're busy.
I was just leaving.
Oh.
Toodaloo, cha-cha-cha.
What was that?
I'm turning in my earrings.
Oh, come on. Hey, you make a beautiful gypsy.
Did you come here to tease me?
No, not at all. It's the only way I can talk to you alone. Now, look, I paid my quarter. Now, why don't you gaze into your crystal ball and tell me something?
You're planning something sneaky.
Oh, strictly on the up and up. You see, I have a chance to buy some stock in an oil company. Now, I tried to discuss this with my wife, but like a woman, she wouldn't commit herself. Now, why don't you throw yourself into a trance and tell me, should I or shouldn't I?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not going to fall into that trap. Out.
Now, wait a minute.
Out.
Honey, I paid my quarter.
You'll get a refund. Out.
Now, where are you going?
I'm going to fold my tent and disappear.
The Arabs do that.
Oh, you're so smart.
Hello? Oh, just a moment, please. Jeff, see who's at the back door. Hello?
Where's Mom?
I don't know. She's downtown somewhere. Hello?
Who's at the back door?
How should I know? Go and see.
Okay. Oh,
hello? Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Hi.
Is Mrs. Stone here?
No, she's not home. Anything I can do?
Yeah, she's a fortune-telling lady, isn't she?
Huh? Oh, she was, but I don't think she's in the fortune business anymore.
I came by to tell her she's pretty good. She told me I was going to get a two-wheeler for my birthday, and I got it, just like she said.
Hey, how about that?
Is Mrs. Stone your mom?
Yep.
You're lucky. You can have your fortune told for nothing. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Mary. Yoo-hoo.
Hi, honey. Remember me, Ethel, from the bakery?
Oh, yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thanks to your mother.
My mother?
Is she home?
No, I'm sorry. She's downtown.
Oh.
Is there something I could do?
No, I just brought her some buns and bear claws. Your mother certainly has the gift.
The gift?
Your mother can tell the future.
She can.
All she had to do was just look at those cards. Well, I don't see how she does it. She certainly is a wonderful woman. She ought to open up a gypsy tea room. Well, you tell her that Ethel stopped by to invite her to the wedding.
What is it, sweetheart?
Daddy, the strangest thing happened.
I can believe it. 8 o'clock in the morning, the family's been up for an hour. Any number of strange things could have happened.
I'm talking about Mother.
Oh.
You know, you really should ask her about that oil stock.
Well, what do you think I've been doing?
Daddy, do you want to know something? Mother has extrasensory perception.
I haven't noticed it.
Do you recognize this?
Yeah, isn't this that photograph album you put together in grammar school?
Yes, it is. I hadn't seen it in years, so I asked Mother where it was. I was sure she didn't know.
Well, then why did you ask her?
Daddy, you won't believe this. Mother closed her eyes for about 3 seconds, and then she said, it's in the basement, in a cardboard box, inside the trunk, under the box with the Christmas decorations. And there it was. Now, how do you explain that?
Very simple. Your mother can find anything in this house. Except her hat and purse when we're in a hurry to get somewhere.
Mom, I may be a little late getting home tonight. Smitty and I are going over to Richie's and help him drop his transmission.
All right, you better take your raincoat and boots, though.
Mom, the sun is shining.
But it could rain.
Mom, I don't want to carry that raincoat and those big heavy boots around all day. It's not going to rain.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
It's raining buckets out there. How did you know it was going to rain?
Very simple. Your father washed the car. It's the strangest thing. All day, people have been stopping me on the street and calling me on the phone to ask for advice.
What about?
Well, for instance, I ran into Edie at the market, and her sister's about to have a baby.
Well, good for Edie's sister.
So, Edie wanted me to tell her if it would be a boy or a girl.
Well, there's your answer.
What?
It'll be either a boy or a girl.
I knew you'd make fun of me. I don't know why I brought it up in the first place. Has it ever occurred to you that I might know some things that a pediatrician wouldn't know?
Oh, darling, you're not beginning to get the idea that you have some kind...
It's not my idea. They ask me, that's all.
Just because you made a couple of obvious guesses at the bazaar and they just happened to come true.
They were not obvious guesses. After all, there are cases.
Yeah.
Of people with unusual powers.
I know. Extrasensory perception, so-called.
Yes, and they've written whole books on the subject.
I've read them.
And?
I'm still skeptical.
That's because you're a man.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, women have more perception than men.
Where'd you ever get that idea?
It's common knowledge. Some have the quality, and some don't. That's all.
Honey, are you seriously telling me that you have this quality?
I wouldn't try to tell you anything with that closed mind of yours.
My mind closed?
Like a trap.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, I don't know what you'd call it, but... Well, I really wasn't aware of it at the time. Looking back, I realize now that...
Realize what?
Well, when I was telling Ethel her fortune that day, Ethel Rudge?
Yeah.
I was aware of a very deep, very strong, special feeling. It was almost unexplainable. I mean, I just knew that Ethel was going to be married.
You knew she wanted to get married. That was obvious to everyone.
Well, I even predicted who she was going to marry.
Well, honey, they've only been going together for 5 years. We all know that.
But that makes it all the stranger. I mean, after all this time, he never got around to it. But when I told her, then he proposed to her. Now, how do you explain that?
Very easily. Ethel proposed. You put the bee in her bonnet, told her the chances were good, so Ethel took the bee by the horns and popped the question herself. Told him to put up or shut up.
But Ethel told me that Bernie popped the question.
He popped it, she dragged it out of him. Who knows? Women have their ways.
That little boy. I didn't know him, and I predicted that he was going to get a bicycle. Now, that was pretty accurate.
Darling,
It's a pretty safe bet that any six-year-old boy with an approaching birthday has his mind on a bicycle. And that he's going to get one. Unless his parents are broke or mad at him. He's just at the bicycle age, that's all.
Well, all I know is that some people do have unaccountably strong feelings about some things. Impending doom or good fortune. I know I do. And while we're on the subject, I've had some pretty strong feelings lately about that oil investment that you've been talking about.
And why haven't you said something?
I've restrained myself. I've been trying to be a good wife because I wanted you to make the decision. But if you would like to hear how I feel about it...
I'm beginning to get a pretty clear picture of how you feel.
You are some of the predictions that I've made lately that just happened to come true. I think you could do worse. Where are you going?
I'm taking your advice.
Wait. Don't be so sensitive. Who are you writing to, dear?
Winchester, what do you think?
Oh, well, now, dear, I think maybe we better discuss this a little first, don't you think? I mean, I don't want you to do anything just because I said so. Alex, did you hear me?
My mind's made up. I've stalled around about this long enough.
Yes, but I want you to do it because you think it's right, not because I think so. Alex?
Just remember, I'm following your advice.
Alex, I don't think this is fair, putting the blame of this whole decision on me.
Just a minute. Now, I gave you every opportunity. I asked you, I begged you, I pleaded with you. But, oh, no, you weren't committing yourself. All right, I've made up my mind, I'm making the decision, and it stays, man. You're not buying.
Now, dear, you're not doing this just because you thought that I was against it.
Oh, then you were against it.
I didn't say that.
Well, then you're for it.
No, I didn't say that either.
Well, for Pete's sake, what do you say? All right. I'm making the decision. We're not buying. But, darling, if it turns out that we're missing the chance of a lifetime and that stock is worth a fortune in a couple of years, don't ever say it was my fault. Because it really wasn't my decision. It was your decision, and I should be the one to decide. Is that clear? What are you smiling about?
I like a man who knows his own mind.
Rain today. Huh?
What do they know? Honey, are you through with the front section?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Don't you know a guy named Wayne Schuster?
Yeah, why?
Well, there's a picture of him here in the paper. It says, man arrested in oil stock fraud. See? Like
this. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Why?
I foresaw this whole thing. Foresaw it clearly. A strange feeling came over me, and I knew I shouldn't buy that stock.
has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.